26,118. The NASDAQ fell 88 points. This is NPR.
It is 6:04 with Cap Radio News. I'm Randall White. Three people with ties to St. Joseph's Medical Center in Stockton are presumed dead. Among the victims of yesterday's boat fire in Southern California, Evan Quittisall was a nurse working at the hospital. Her father, Michael Quittisall, along with Fernicia Saison, were former long-term staffers and were all aboard the Conception ship when it caught fire off the Santa Barbara coast. Other victims included students from a Santa Cruz charter school serving grades 7 through 12 and a marine biologist who owned the diving company and was leading the tour. 34 people are presumed dead. Police in the Central Valley town of Tracy say they've arrested a suspect in last month's murder of a Sikh man. Cap Radio's Steve Milne reports.
64-year-old Parmjit Singh was fatally stabbed while strolling through Tracy's Gretchen Talley Park on the night of August 25th. Singh was wearing his traditional turban. This past weekend, police arrested a 21-year-old suspect.
I'm glad that someone has been arrested, but it's still heartbreaking that this family man was killed.
That's Kaylin Kipling Mojadati. She's with the Council on American Islamic Relations in Sacramento, which expressed its solidarity with the Sikh community after the murder. She says this case was felt statewide.
It's sort of like the rug being ripped out from under you when these incidents happen because suddenly nothing's safe. He was going for a walk in his own neighborhood.
Singh came to the U.S. 3 years ago from India to stay with family in Tracy. He had two children and three grandchildren. Police have not determined a motive for the attack, but say they're looking into all possibilities. Steve Milne, Cap Radio News.
Get the latest top stories delivered to you each week by signing up for Cap Radio's Recap newsletter. It's easy and can be found at capradio.org/recap.